Snakes are curious creatures. Rattlesnakes, of course, in this country are dangerous. And any of you who have had a close call with a rattlesnake, of course, you probably are like me and have bad dreams about it every once in a while. When I was going to University of California in Irvine, we were in a rather rural area, and there was alarm went out one day that the snakes were coming down from the hills, and of course they were. I chuckled about this. In fact, I killed one four-footer that summer. But at any rate, this is the poem that gradually came out of that situation. It's called Snakes. The rattlesnakes have begun to come out into the gardens, out of the mountains, from the parched fields. After water, it is said, after mice. The papers have announced it. We find warnings tacked to our doors. I think one gardener, a faithful servant, has been bit, stooping to tend a marigold. And a child reported her hand horribly mangled. The citizens have been armed. Mothers keep their brooms by the door. Police carry shotguns. But I have seen none. Walking barefoot through the beds, checking the mulch behind lattices, even rabbit burrows. I have never been harmed. But last night, fidgeting, I awoke dizzy to sweet music. Outside on the lawn, the road, the housetops, our flower beds were full of them, almost erect. Their thin necks swaying toward the moon, humming, smiling, sensuously drinking in the light, while others sped back and forth on great rice paper wings, carrying messages across the cloudless night.